It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. It is Friday, Trump train.
Fred!
All the way to November, folks. Approaching fast, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is.
Very quickly, so. Oh, yeah, we're in the quarantine car now, sorry.
It's one car said. That's set apart for 2 weeks.
I guess so. Okay, the possible question yesterday, which, Andy, you didn't have to, this one, it was okay. I know you missed it, but it's okay.
Thank you.
Because here was the question. 9% of people say this is the oldest thing in their home. The answer, a wedding dress. Really? People keep those things forever? Women, I guess?
I would say in-laws.
In-laws keep them?
No, they're the oldest thing in
the
house.
Good one. All right, today's impossible question. We'll answer this at the 5 o'clock hour, but you can answer it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page now. 18% of people say they would judge you to be a poor driver if you do this. We had this one earlier in the week. I already know this answer. This is a repeat. Hold on.
No, wait. Okay.
Hold on.
It may be a repeat, but can I tell you what I think?
What?
Seriously. Here are the people who drive me the most nuts when I'm out there. It's the people who, they do the rude thing, right? They cut you off. They drive slow in the left lane. They hold you back. They hold back traffic. They do whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They blow by you. Whatever they do, it's rude. So you pass them just to get away from them, and What do? They flip you off.
Yeah, give you the bird.
I don't mind somebody flipping me off in life. That's part of life. I get it.
Yeah.
But when they cause the problem, and you just try to get away from them, and then they flip you off.
Now, this is a new question, Charlie.
Okay.
So the other one I think was like 13%, or I don't know. It was some other amount, because I read the answer. So it's not the same one. So 18% say they would judge you to be a poor driver if you do this. Answer this in the... on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, or we'll give you the answer at 5 o'clock.
What do you have? I'm going to say slow in the left lane. Bugs me.
I call those the left lane police, and
yep.
I hate them.
Left lane liberals.
Charlie? Don't use turn signals is Charlie's answer.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. You know what, though? I would say that would come in at more than 18%.
I think it's higher than that?
Yeah, because not using turn signals.
I know the answer, so I can't say. And it's good, and it's actually a good one.
Okay.
So it's a good one. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll get that at the 5 o'clock mark, or probably 5:15. Okay, so speaking of flipping the bird.
Yes. Speaking of that.
And we have a movie review today, too. What are we doing?
No. I wasn't able to get to it.
Oh, you didn't go see it?
No.
Kajillionaire. Is that what you're
going
to go see?
I was going to go see Kajillionaire. Didn't work out with my schedule.
No, that's fine. I understand.
Couldn't get it in.
Okay, well, if somebody else saw Kajillionaire, maybe you could do it. Anyways, there's a wildlife park that has forced to move parrots that kept swearing at the guests. So they were literally the bird. So in England, Friskney, I don't know if I'm saying that right, F-R-I-S-K-N-E-Y, Friskney, England, a wildlife park in England said it had to remove 5 parrots from public display because they started swearing at the guests. The BBC reports that the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park adopted the African gray parrots in August and placed them in quarantine together. But when the park moved the parrots into the main outdoor aviaries, the BBC said some visitors were taken aback by the bird's somewhat choice language. The park chief executive, Steve Nichols, told CNN the birds would utter anything you can think of, but the most common phrase was F off. Nichols said many customers actually enjoyed the crude language and fired back at them with their own cuss words. However, Nichols told the BBC that these types of birds swear to trigger a response. So if people react to their potty mouths, it encourages them to continue. The park was concerned about the younger guests, so the staff split the parrots up. They hope to return the birds to public display so long as their language becomes a little more family friendly. It's actually hilarious. Okay, so here's a question. The birds came from Africa.
Okay.
Where they probably don't speak English, especially the King's English.
So you're saying that they were trained on this before they got there?
Well, I don't know. Or were they trained when they were in the quarantine by the guys handling them?
There you go.
I mean, what kind of choice language are those guys using is my question.
Exactly. That's down at the docks, man.
We'd have to figure out if the birds had the English accent to know whether or not they learned it from them, right?
Yes. I'm not even going to comment on that.
I don't know how you would say F off with an English accent.
You know, I do. And, you know, because I watch a lot of movies and they say it's more of an O sound.
Oh, I got it.
Yes, yes.
Got it. Yeah.
So I do wonder if they did it with an accent.
That's what I'm wondering.
Or maybe if they did it in a real prissy way. You know.
How do you prissy
like
tell
English
someone
royalty.
To F off?
Yes.
What? In a prissy way.
Oh, yes.
I get
English
it.
Royalty can get a little, when they get snooty.
Hold their little finger up or something.
Exactly.
Gotcha. This actually is pretty funny. Darby sent me this. This is actually pretty funny. So, anyways.
It's a family show, John.
Now, it's not all swearing at the park. Just last month, a bird at the facility went viral for singing Beyonce's If I Were a Boy. Maybe they were listening to Beyonce, and that's where they learned that language.
That would do it.
Yeah, because she uses that word a lot.
Yeah, she does.
So maybe it came from the music.
John, these birds generally repeat something they hear a lot of.
Well, yeah, they're not smart enough to go out on their own.
No, it's their trainers.
Yeah, somebody trained them.
They trained
that, right?
them on purpose to say that because they thought it was funny.
Okay, so my uncle sent me this. What does love mean to 4 to 8 year olds? So there's a few of these that I will give to you. I can't give them all because there's too many. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. That's from Carl, age 5.
Very Joe Biden-esque. I like it. Go ahead.
Love is when you go out to eat and give someone most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. That was from Chrissy, age 6.
Aw.
Love is what makes you smile when you're tired, says Terry, age 4. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Love is what's in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and just listen. That's pretty good. It's from Bobby, age 7.
That's nice.
This is actually pretty good, too. If you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend that you hate.
Whoa.
Age 6. It's not bad for a 6-year-old.
Okay. Not at all.
Not bad at all. Let's see here. My mommy loves me more than anyone. You don't see anyone else kissing me to sleep at night. That was Claire, age 6.
Oh, that's cute.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. That's pretty good, actually.
That is very good.
And
it's very true.
This one's pretty good, actually. I'll leave you with this one. One final. Love is when mommy sees daddy on the toilet and she doesn't think it's gross.
You're going to leave me with that?
I'm going to leave you with that one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So you're going to leave me with that after the FU birds.
I got one more. Okay. This has to do with animals as well.
All right.
At the Katmai National Park and Preserve, it's Fat Bear Week. So now until October 6th, you get to vote on one of two bears who's the fattest. It's Fat Bear Week.
Okay, these people have seriously way too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's like driving through Kansas and seeing this place where they have the biggest ball of yarn.
True. There is a hashtag Fat Bear Week.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Okay.
You can participate in Fat Bear Week. All right. We'll come back. We got a lot to talk about. Trump, by the way, has COVID, which most of you by now, anybody in living on the planet Earth probably knows that by now because that's how fast it spreads. not COVID, but the news.
Yeah, even those birds can say it now. Trump has COVID.
Trump has COVID.
Then they say, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I won't say that part.
Yeah.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. Don't forget, if you mention Rush to Reason, there's a 15% discount. On top of that, they'll give you a free second opinion. And on top of that, they've got, as usual, great deals on tires. In fact, they'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. And there's a $70 rebate coming up in the month of October for said tires as well. Extreme Auto Repair, find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Ascent Health Center. And if you're just not feeling well, you want to know how to feel better, whether it's lack of sleep, whether it's gut health, neurofeedback, whether you're trying to recover from something, you name it, Dr. Julie can help you. 303-343-8800. Again, 303-343-8800. Or find them at ascenthealthcenter.com.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
Novus Auto Glass. Talk to those guys this morning, by the way. We've got an event coming up next Saturday. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday. We'll be down in Colorado Springs. They're having a great open house down at the Colorado Springs location. But in the meantime, and we'll be on location, by the way, broadcasting live on that Saturday. But in the meantime, anything you need when it comes to Auto Glass, they've got you covered. They stand behind all their work. They've got a limited lifetime warranty. They will take care of your chip, your crack, you name it. They're there for you. Latin for innovate. That's what Novus means, folks. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S. rushtoreason.com/Novus.
John Rush personally uses Novus Auto Glass to maintain his fleet of company trucks. All of his trucks tend to be in the same place at the same time on Friday mornings. So every Friday morning without fail, John's local Novus guy comes by to check all of the windshields on his company fleet. That's at least 50 different windshields. On the spot, any new little chip or crack gets immediately repaired. Since John self-insures his glass repair and replacement, Novus offers him a discounted cash price. Even more importantly, John saves a lot of money in the long run by repairing those chips and cracks immediately instead of waiting to replace all of those windshields down the road. He'd much rather pay $40 or $50 per vehicle for regular repairs than pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to replace each of those windshields. Take care of your company vehicles. Visit rushtoreason.com/Novus now and schedule regular maintenance for your fleet. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560, The Source.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes behind the glass. John, I just want you to know I was so inspired by that story, you know, all the kids saying what real love is, what it yes. really means, that I picked up the phone at break and I called my wife and I told her all the ways she can tell me she loves me.
Perfect. Warren's going to tell you right now. Warren, what's up, sir?
Hey, Warren.
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you, sir?
Well, birthday boy.
Yes, thank you.
That cracked me up.
Yeah, another year older.
I never took a birthday off in my life.
No, yeah. I didn't take it off for my birthday. I had something else I had to get done.
Okay, well, that's a better excuse.
Yeah, I don't usually do that. It's another day.
Well, that's better than listening to Andy's comments.
Good one. How's Wyoming, anyways?
It's fine.
Yeah?
It's nothing. There's no real panic here.
Yeah, amazing.
A lot of Coloradoans moving into Cheyenne, buddy.
I'm sure there is.
Coming my way.
No doubt.
Hey, Warren, are there a lot of us coming up there on the weekends, too?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I figured as much.
I want to ask Andy a question.
Okay.
What the heck is a soulmate?
Soulmate.
Yesterday I was talking about how this I saw this sign that said a psychic. You can go to the psychic and they will get your soulmate be with you for life.
Gotcha.
You know, Warren, I have absolutely no clue. I have never understood what people meant with soulmate.
You're my soulmate.
That always made me laugh. I'm going, all I do, I want a woman to help me get through this life. I already know what the next life's coming.
Amen. Yes.
That's good. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, amen. Fact.
So remember that the next time you put that crap on, Andy.
Good one, Warren.
You know, I had it coming, Warren. Yeah, I had one. It coming.
You lose his man card, did he, yesterday, Warren?
Did I lose my man card for the psychic?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
You guys just have a good
week. We'll do it, Warren. We do. Love you, man. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you very much. Always appreciate him calling. Faithful listener, and I hope I'm doing as well at Warren's age as he does. I can tell you that right now.
Could you ever imagine, I mean, calling your wife your soulmate? I guess it's not a bad thing.
Some people do.
It just sounds so new agey and silly.
It's never my deal.
No.
Nah, anyways. All right, talk about COVID.
I call mine master.
Talk about Trump. Okay? Talk about Trump and COVID.
Trump and COVID. Okay. Trump
what
has.
What spreads faster, COVID or the news about Trump having COVID?
Oh, the news.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And supposedly, this all began with Hope Hicks.
Yeah.
The supermodel-looking lady who works there at the White House.
Gotcha.
She's very sharp too, by the way. I like Hope Hicks, but supposedly she spread it. But you never know. Maybe it started with somebody else. Who really cares? But the president and his wife have COVID. They have very mild, you know, symptoms. Nothing big. They're going to be fine. But here's what I think, John. Okay. I think this is going to actually help his campaign.
Okay. How so? Explain.
A lot of ways. First of all, he's going to be fine.
I agree with that.
Okay. And so he's going to be able to come out on the other side of
this. Andy, you're not a doctor. How can you say that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, his doctor said that.
Okay.
His doctor said his prospects are extremely high, that he's in excellent health and he should be fine. And he said, and of course, the first lady is in virtually no danger whatsoever. Okay. I think we all know Melania's in great physical condition. She has been an exerciser her whole life. But I think, first of all, he's going to come out on the other side of it well. Secondly, this is going to look very good for him because, once again, just like the rioters in the streets, the left is going unhinged. And so you got these people wishing death upon him, wishing harm, or being nasty. You know, you got Chris Wallace, the guy who actually was the moderator of a debate that helps direct the future of our nation, you know, supposed to be neutral. He comes out and says, What this meant to him was wear the damn mask. Mm. And he insulted Trump, and then he praised the Biden team for how they all wear the mask. Yeah, Chris, who, by the way, let me remind everybody, is a Democrat. Dude, after the way you handled the last debate, you probably shouldn't wear your bias on your sleeve right now. But anyway, I think
I
it's going to help
to say
Trump.
About that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's There's an old priest dying, laying in the hospital bed.
Okay.
He served the people of the nation's capital for many years. He motioned for the nurse to come near. "Yes, Father," said the nurse. "I would really like to see Chris Wallace and Chris Cuomo before I die," whispered the priest. "I will see what I can do," said the nurse. The nurse sent a request to Fox News and CNN and waited for a response. Soon an answer came back. Both Chris Wallace and Chris Cuomo would be delighted to visit the priest. As they were driven to the hospital, Wallace commented to Cuomo, "I don't know why this old priest wants to see us, but it certainly will help our images and may even help us with other prospects." Cuomo agreed it was a good thing. When they arrived at the priest's room, the priest took Wallace's hand in his right hand and Cuomo's hand in his left hand. There was silence and a look of serenity on the old priest's face. Finally, Wallace spoke, "Father, of all people you could have chosen, why did you choose us to be with you at this time when your end is so near?" The old priest slowly replied, "I've always tried to pattern my life and behavior after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." "Amen," said Chris Wallace. "Amen," said Chris Cuomo. The old priest continued, "Jesus Christ, our Savior, died between two lying, thieving bastards, and I would like to do the same."
I think
there
that's very accurate.
Is that appropriate?
Oh, it's totally appropriate.
There you go.
Okay, let me give you the biggest reason this is going to go well for him, and then I want to turn it over to you. Okay? The biggest reason is, John, in a couple weeks, Donald Trump is going to spend the rest of the campaign out there front and center with everybody, cured. He'll be able to shake hands. He'll be able to hug. He'll be able to act like a normal human being, and all of America is going to be jealous of him and say, "Man, so this is what it looks like to be past this thing.
It's what it looks like to recover from COVID.
This is what it looks like to recover from COVID," because have you noticed nobody discusses any of the people who have recovered from COVID, and they're walking around amongst us, not having to wear a mask, not having to
Not a care in the world, right?
Not a care in the world.
I agree with you on that one.
Donald Trump and his wife are now going to be the envy of the nation for the last probably 3 weeks of the election.
I also do believe this. Everything you just said is true, by the way.
Okay.
I believe that you will add another layer to that, and what I mean is he will not mock or make fun of anyone that's had COVID. In fact, I think it'll give him a degree of maybe even, how do I want to say this? Appreciation isn't the right word. It'll give him a degree of sympathy for those that have had it, knowing that he's also had it and overcome it at the same time. So it's going to give him a degree of sympathy for those that have actually had it, and I believe that'll be in a positive way. Make sense?
Yeah, I don't think he was ever unsympathetic.
No, but when you've had something...
Yeah, you're right. It adds a little bit of camaraderie of going through it.
It's for example, you know, both my brother and my dad's had and has cancer, so does my brother. And you can just tell in the family even that even though all of us, when it comes to both of them, are very concerned and sympathetic and so on, my dad, because he's had it, and my brother, those two are more close because they understand in a way nobody else can what they're going through. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because one has traveled the path that the other one is now on, and the rest of you can only sympathize for the path.
Correct. So it'll
totally different.
Gives him an insight in that world that he has not had up to this point, which I believe will help him moving forward.
I think you're right. And also...
Because there's been a lot of people that have basically said, "Oh, you don't care about anybody that's had COVID." Because you've heard that from the left, correct?
Yes.
You won't hear that moving forward at this point.
You won't hear that about, you know, from them about him, because obviously he cares. Obviously he's been through it. And also, I think it's going to make a lot of people on the left look really bad when they're being really nasty right now. And he's going to come out on the other side of this being softer, warmer, and more approachable.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Brad is up next. Brad, what's going on, sir?
Hey, I got a question I want to ask.
Sure.
How much dependence are we going to put on the CDC from now on, since they're a bunch of money grubbing people themselves? I'll hang up. And
thanks,
listen.
Brad.
Thanks,
I appreciate
boys.
It. You know what? Let's do this.
Oh, they're honest to the core.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about it when we come back. That's a great question, by the way, Brad. Hang tight. We'll come right back. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And if you're in the... been saying this, and I want to make sure I keep saying this. We call firearms and owning firearms a sport. And nothing wrong with that, because in a lot of areas it is. But I want to get away from that and call it what it is. It's your right to own a firearm. It's not a sport. Now, I agree. You can make it a sport. But in this case, we're talking about your rights, and you have the right to exercise your Second Amendment. Do that at Franktown Firearms. You can call them directly, 720-770-7777, or find them at klzradio.com.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Purefoy Chevrolet, folks, and what a great weekend to go buy a vehicle, whether you're looking at buying a truck, a car, an SUV, new, used, doesn't matter. They've got you covered at Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, Highway 52 and Highway 85. Give them a call today, 303-659-8311, or better yet, go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your future financial, not only needs, but just what you want to do in retirement. So, you know, a lot of you have basic needs, basic things that you want to take care of. You want to get to that point in retirement where you can slow down just a little bit. And a lot of you don't even know what it takes to get there. Al can help you with all of that. So wealth accumulation versus retirement planning, that's one of his catchphrases, and it means a lot. Give Al a call today, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
All politics are local. The radical activist left knows this. They've been using local boards and commissions as their farm team for candidates for higher offices for years. Kim Munson here. Monday, Kathleen Chandler, manager of the Independence Institute's Local Government Project, joins me to explain how you can change this. Duco County Commissioner Laura Thomas shares what she is hearing on the campaign trail, and Roger Edwards, RTD director candidate, talks transportation. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, the Friday edition. KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Sheldon and Aurora, hang tight. I'm going to get right to you, but I want to answer Brad's question really quick, and we can delve in a little more after I talk to Sheldon. But give Brad your answer on the CDC real fast.
Okay, Brad, first of all, I totally agree with you. The CDC has basically wrecked our country.
Yep.
Okay, but here's why. It's not that they are evil in and of themselves. Some are. I think some just want Trump to lose the election, and they want to crash the election. But I think overall, the CDC are just people who are medical. Okay.
Yes.
And so their concern is just like your doctor and my doctor, they are going to be oversensitive to anything that's wrong and overcautious because that's their job. Here's the problem. You must not run a country that way. You can't run an economy that way. And I'll close with this.
You can't run your life that way.
Right. I'll close with this. Donald Trump has said you have to have two sides, the doctors and the businessmen.
Yeah.
And the businessmen have to take in what the doctors say and then make decisions for the economy, whereas Joe Biden says the doctors can decide what the economy does.
And real quick, my explanation, Brad, is this. The CDC in America is much like every mom in the world that wants their kid to wear a helmet while riding a bike. And every dad that doesn't is the other side. Now, for some odd reason, we all grew up, Brad, yourself included, riding bikes without helmets, and somehow we all lived without a helmet.
Go figure.
But in today's world, there's hardly a mom out there that would let their kid ride a bike not wearing a helmet because of all of the hype that is surrounding. And yeah, I'm going to call it hype because, again, all of us, a lot of us that are alive today lived through, you know, years and years and years of riding bicycles and never once having any issues. And now we've gotten so overly cautious, a kid can't leave the house without being in bubble wrap. That's the CDC. That's my version of how that works.
And you cannot take a free market and bubble wrap it.
You cannot. Sheldon and Aurora, you're next.
Hey, John, I rode a bike without a helmet. Now I'm a Republican.
There you go. Good one.
That makes sense.
But no, my question is, I was watching a Crow commercial on TV last night, and I asked my wife, I says, I wonder who's running against him.
Steve House.
So she asked her smartphone, Steve House, and I'm like, well, why hasn't that boy run a commercial?
I think they're getting ready to. We just talked to him. I know Andy talked to him yesterday. I talked to him a week ago, and he's going to fire up TV ads. Keep in mind, TV ads are very, very expensive, and you want to time those just right before, you know, the ballots start coming out and people start filling those in and mailing them or dropping them back off. And I think you're going to start seeing those probably in the next week or so, Sheldon.
Yeah, Steve said he was basically going to unleash the beast here pretty soon.
Okay, so there's your answer.
I hope so, because all I've seen is yard signs on Buckley.
Yep.
All right, sir. Nice
no, great, great question, Sheldon. Glad you asked that. That's a very appropriate question, and we'll get more of a definitive answer even from Steve this next Thursday.
You know, one thing that's disappointed me, not in House's campaign, I'm sure he's putting them out there, but how few House signs I've seen. Now, when it comes to Trump and Biden,
that doesn't have as many as it normally would have.
Right. When it comes to Trump and Biden, I've seen neighborhoods where there are more Biden signs and you got a ton of Biden signs. I understand that. But overall, I'm seeing way more Trump signs than Biden signs. But when it comes to Crow, I'm seeing way more of his signs.
Gotcha. Now, that's in your neck of the woods. In my neck of the woods, I'm not seeing a lot of anything. And partially because there's such a rift over on the west side of town on both sides that there is sign stealing and all sorts of things going on. Right? I think a lot of people have just, you know, and I think the polling is even part of this. A lot of folks just don't want to say who they're going to vote for one way or the other.
John, I will take it a step further, at least on our side, because our side is nonviolent and the left is violent. Is that an absolute? No, but that's about a 95% assurity. Okay. The left is far more violent than the right. Mm-hmm. I believe that those of us on the right, we don't want to put signs out because our homes are going to get vandalized. Our cars are going to get vandalized. Our signs are going to get stolen. I remember when Romney ran, I literally had a dozen Romney signs stolen, one after the other from me.
I lived in Boulder back when, you know, we went through this the first time around, or, you know, the Romney end of it. And And to your point, yeah, I had Romney signs stolen out of the front yard on a pretty routine basis.
Really quick, how many Obama signs do you think were stolen?
Probably rare.
Next to none.
Yeah, probably next. Same as Biden signs today. David, you're next. What's going on, sir?
You know, one of the things that you really don't get with the NIH, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the World Health Organizations, all of these entities accept private donations. Fauci, if you look at how much money he gets from from Google, from Apple, from all of them, these people, this is what Big Pharma buys their way into these situations. So it has very little to do with what they care for as much as what they're being told to promote and what's financially good for them.
Yep. David, I can't disagree with you on that at all. I think you're spot on.
Yeah, I would say Big Pharma. I'd also say entities like China own a lot of people because they're manufacturing a lot of the masks and a lot of the other stuff, and it's big money for them if we wear masks longer and wait longer
on a
vaccine.
Well said.
Well, that's why they went out of their way to just completely go against the oxychloroquine because it's a 50-year-old drug that's over-the-counter, cheap as hell.
Yep.
And they have had tremendous success with it over in Europe, but they've done everything, and I hope and pray that Trump has gotten on board with Dr. Atlas, who's been advising him and a couple of these other people with Oxy, and he'll be over that in a heartbeat if he doesn't have it very bad, because the recovery rate with that is like 99%.
I agree with you, David, and I think that's a lot of what will be touted afterwards as well, which I think will bode well with him.
Well, in this last go around, just to give you an idea how tied Fauci is, because he's been tied to that Wuhan lab since Obama. But Trump ordered nobody to do any more money to be given to the Wuhan labs over there. A month ago, he went ahead and authorized $7 million to be given that Wuhan lab to do virus testing. Over and above what didn't care a bit what Trump had to say.
Nah, Fauci's his own little dictator.
Oh, big time.
Literally.
Stay safe, guys.
David, thank you.
Care.
Good comments, by the way. Jim in Boulder's next. Jim, what's going on, sir?
Hey, yeah, real quick. I think Fauci's total deep state, but it's not what I called about. Going back two calls, you know, I've been wanting to put a Trump sticker on my truck forever, but I live up here in Boulder, and I like my windshield and my rear window intact.
Jim, I can't blame you for that. And I think that's where a lot of these polling, you know, a lot of the polling is off as well for the same reason. If somebody's within an earshot of your answer or what you're going to give out, or if you think for 1 second somebody could come back and use that against you, sure, you're going to say you're either undecided or you're voting for Biden. You're not going to say you're voting for Trump or any other Republican candidate for that matter.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's kind of a really scary commentary of affairs, sad state of affairs. I mean, it feels like East Germany, and we're fearing the Stasi more than, you know, America. And just
I fly a Trump flag at my house, but I'm fortunate enough to be far enough away from anybody and have enough security where I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, if I had a 20-foot front yard and then flew a Trump, you know, flew a Trump flag off my front porch, yeah, I'd have to be worried, Jim.
Well, you heard about the little, I think he's a 12-year-old boy, and he had his Trump flag on his bicycle, and this was about a month ago up here. It's ridiculous, and I don't know if they caught that girl or not. But
it's just a bunch of garbage. I've got something I want to play along those lines as well that I'll do here in a moment. So you just spurred me on to something. I'll do that.
Man.
All right, Jim, thanks, man. Appreciate it very much. In fact, let me see here, Charlie. I know Joe's waiting. Joe, hang tight here. I think I have time to play this as we speak. I believe it goes right along the line of what we were just talking about. So, yeah, turn my sound up, Charlie. And this is somebody that this stuff really bothers her. So let me play this real quick. Here we go.
I'm sitting in my car crying right now over the loss of more lives, and this is what is about to drive past me. Oh, God. I'm, like, shook right now.
It's a pickup truck with a Trump flag.
Oh, there's another one. Another one coming. There's a parade of them. I'm shaking. What is wrong with people? These are human beings. These are lives. Shook. I'm shook. I don't... What is enough? What is enough? What is enough?
When is enough? I think Joe sent me that, actually. So, Joe, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Don't go anywhere. We'll make this quick. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And Michael wants to help you out with all of your estate planning needs. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate. The reasonably priced attorney.
Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you want to make that kitchen, your kitchen, I should say, the enchanted place of your home, they can help you with that and walk you through the whole process. Easy, free consultation. Just go to klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joe joining us now. Joe, are you the one driving around scaring all these liberals with your flag on the back of your truck?
You know, it might just be me, John, but hey, but John, who do I report a massive sign-stealing scheme to?
Good question. The police, I guess.
Because let me tell you, Wednesday I went out with a couple of buddies. We went out to Elizabeth to scare some clay birds at the shooting range out there.
Yeah.
And from Castle Rock to Elizabeth, we must have passed 20 Trump Pence signs, and I didn't see a single Biden Harris sign. Somebody must have come along in the middle of the night.
Oh, stole them all. Gotcha.
Yeah, stole them all. Because it's got to be, 18 miles from Castle Rock to Elizabeth? Not a single Biden, Pence, Harris sign. So somebody obviously has come along and stolen every one of them.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
So it just shows how different
Douglas County
is from Boulder County.
Sure does, doesn't it? Amazing, isn't it?
Yep. And by the way, we scared a lot. We didn't break a lot of birds, but we scared the crap out of a bunch of them.
That's all that matters. All that matters.
All right, bye.
Good stuff, Joe. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow probably. Mike in Arvada is up next. What's going on, Mike?
Hi, John. How goes it?
Good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. I've got a Friday joke.
Let's hear it.
Send you off on the weekend, right? I've had 6 of my Trump signs ripped off. I'm in Arapahoe County.
Okay.
And I'm retired, so I have the time to play head games with these little tiny morons.
Gotcha.
So the first 3, I gave them a freebie. I didn't do anything to. I thought, okay, well, if you're going to trespass on my property, if I catch you, I'm going to scare the hell out of you. And I didn't catch any of them. You know, so wound up the last 2, I have a dog. I have a backyard. He releases certain materials from himself.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I took that and a good grade of axle grease and jalapeno sauce that I use to keep squirrels off my tree branches.
Okay.
Made a nice little devil's mixture of that, smeared it on the edge of the sign, and I had two of those that these, I don't know, I hope they ain't licking their fingers.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But if they're stupid enough to trespass on somebody's property.
Yeah, you know what, Mike, then you get what's coming to you, right?
Yeah, I hope you touched your eyes. I hope you licked your fingers.
Yeah.
I've got run right now, and I've been getting them from now it's become a head game. It's a challenge. You know, I'm Navy. You don't mess with me, man.
That's hilarious.
I'll win the fight. I'll start the fight.
Mike, have you seen some of the ones on social media where they electrify them?
Yeah, I'm not quite that high tech. And if I had access to some nice high grade barbed wire, I'd string that around the edge.
Yeah.
But yeah, my final straw was I couldn't get any. I could only get one more. So this is my pride and joy. So
gotcha.
I did all that. Did all my steps, and then I took 4 foot sections of rebar and crossed them. So if this idiot comes up face first in the middle of the night, tries to pull it and gets an eye full of it, dude, you're trespassing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you poked your eye out. I'm sorry you got jalapeno juice in your face and foul mixture on your hands. You got what you deserve.
Yeah, you know what? What you just said, I'm all for. You shouldn't be on somebody else's property anyways.
Bingo, you're ripping off my property.
Yep.
You're on my real estate. You know, you're gonna, if you something happens to you, it's on you, moron.
Going to pay a price for it.
And I'm sorry, that's 60 years of uber liberal indoctrination and pure brainwashing.
Yep.
To have all these kids that live in the finest country on the planet being such America haters.
Yep.
It's pathetic.
I agree, Mike. Well said. Well said, Mike. Good stuff. Keep up the good work, sir.
Last but not least, love Drive Radio.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that very much.
Take it easy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I do very much. Appreciate all our listeners. And, you know, he makes a lot of great points. First of all, it's your property. It belongs to you.
Yeah.
And you know what? The reality is you've got free speech. You've got the ability to put that, you know, whatever sign. Biden, House, Trump, you name it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You can put whatever sign out front you want right now. And you know what? It ought to just stay there without anybody messing with it. Problem,
I think so.
Problem is, depending upon the sign, it may or may not actually stand out front. Therein lies the problem.
Yes.
Shouldn't be that way, folks. You ought to have the ability to put out whatever you want to put out there, no matter what. Now, you were talking...
Hey, let's just be honest. It's one side stealing 99% of the signs.
Yeah, well,
okay?
Said.
It's one side committing the vast majority of the crimes. It's one side burning the cities.
Yeah.
It's one side beating people. You can wear a Trump hat only if you are in a safe place. If you wear a Trump hat in their areas, you're going to get beaten or shot. If they wear an Obama hat in your areas, they're safe.
That's right.
Come on.
Well said. Okay, so debate commission rule changes. We have something we want to play along those lines, right?
Oh, yeah, really quick here. They are putting in place, or they wanted, Trump shot it down, but they wanted to put in place debate changes. And this is serious. They literally wanted to do this. They wanted to have the moderator going forward be able to have a button to silence
the mic of whoever he
didn't want to hear. Now, we actually have... some footage.
A clip of that
gotcha. Of what would happen with Chris Wallace and Donald Trump in a debate. Here we go.
But all I'm saying, they're going to get away. I'm just... Which... Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Look, let me tell you a little story about a man named...
Even before you start, that was a preemptive... Just know I have a whole bag of... with your name on it.
I just wanted to give
That's
you a
hilarious.
Feel for exactly what the debate commission wants.
A little preemptive shh.
I mean, the next moderator, after we've already been subjected to Chris Wallace, the next one is an old friend of Joe Biden. There's a picture of them with a fish together, going fishing together. They're old friends. Can you imagine this guy having a button where he can silence Trump all he wants?
First of all, it's not a debate when you do that.
No. Gosh. Look, folks, get out of your safe space. I understand that that debate got ugly. I've already said
whatever.
I don't like the strategy that the Trump team had Trump use.
Agreed.
And by the way, he was going by their strategy. They wrote that out in advance. I don't like that strategy, but setting that aside, who cares? Are you really telling me that you are like in tears over what happened? I mean, my gosh.
Get a hold of yourself.
It was just so... It hurt me so deeply. I was so emotional. I can never go outside again. I think I'm sterile. I can't have kids. This was horrifying.
Jeez. All right.
I'm sorry, but know what I mean.
Let's help some kids around the world. Save the Children does just that. They do the hard work we cannot do. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. 1-800-570-5155.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. You've heard us talk about the COVID-19 emergency relief work that Save the Children is doing in this country. You know, Save the Children works in 125 countries around the world, but also works right here at home, especially in times of crisis and disaster. And COVID-19 certainly qualifies as that. Your $100 gift, we've told you, can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can do that for one child for a month. And $1,000 can do that for one child all the way through the end of this semester. 30 million U.S. school children count on school for more than education, count on school for also their nutrition. Save the Children is standing in the gap and inviting you to do the same. Would you join us? Call 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, winding down this first hour. Real quick, by the way, just to remind you all, if you're listening to the replay hour, and it's getting close to 7 o'clock, don't forget Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, and then we'll have Drive Radio right after, where we help you with everything around the house, and then everything regarding your car. And just a side note, maybe some of you know this or don't know this, but we've been doing, you know, Drive Radio for some 20 plus years here in the Denver market, and I believe one of the finest automobile radio talk shows in all of the country. I believe we've helped more people with their automotive needs over these years than probably any other, even a national broadcast that are out there, just because of the way we do it versus the way some of the other folks out there do it. So if you want any help with your car, even knowing what to do as we head into winter, we do everything from how often you should change oil to your tires, to what kind of tires, to the laws and so on. So join us tomorrow. We really would appreciate it. We'll start Fix It Radio at 9, followed by Drive Radio at 10. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday for the same Rush to Reason full 3 hours. We've got a lot of great guests next week lined up as well. But we got 1 minute left. What are we going to do next hour here? We got a whole another hour of
John
movies, right?
The Russians are coming.
Oh, and they are.
We are going to do movies with Russians.
And I was reminded, just as a side note, I know we'll talk about this as we get into this next hour, but as I started looking through and even in my mind sort of remembering, okay, I know there was a movie with, you know, X, and let's just say this. Richard and I were talking this morning. He's like, Dad, there's not that many. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah.
So real quick, Andy, before we start our next hour, why do you think Russians make the best villains when it comes to us as U.S. citizens or as Americans?
Two reasons. First of all, of course, the Cold War and everything. I mean, that just set it up. They were the enemy, you know, what Reagan said about them, evil empire. But also, they're white. And it's in true. In our day and age, it's almost you almost never see a movie depict somebody as a villain who isn't white.
True. True. Good point. And the Russians make great villains.
There you
go. Okay, we're going to come back and
Besides
talk about
the
that.
Accent.
Another full hour coming your way. It will be movies with Russians.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Richard will join us in a moment. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.